أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا. In the previous ayats, after the matters of talaq, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that how that should be done also in a very, very dignified and in a very honorable way. Not unfortunately how we are having talaqs, divorces taking place. Islamic way is a complete different way. And then Allah Ta'ala explained also the waiting period, the iddat, which is extremely important. And as we will remember over and over, Allah Ta'ala called us towards taqwa, towards so that we have the fear of Allah. And that is the only thing that can, if we have the fear of Allah, then we will do all these things according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in these ayat now, and yesterday also what we were reading, is about the maintenance. That once, unfortunately, if talaq takes place, the maintenance of the children. And we know in the Western world, with the Western courts, they have a continuous problem with absconding fathers who don't pay their maintenance, who get away. And to increase the maintenance again, and again they get away, this happens continuously. So the Quran Sharif for that also over and over has told us that we must develop the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Only with taqwa, with the fear that we will face Allah on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen to us in the qabr, that is the only thing that we will fulfill the rights of these children that are born, and to look after them, as that responsibility lies squarely on the father. So, and what beautiful guidelines also Allah Ta'ala gives us with regard to that. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةِ مِنْ سَعَةِ. چاہیے کہ خرچ کرے وسعت والا اپنے وسعت کے موافق. A person whom Allah has given lot of wealth, who is a wealthy person, he should spend also according to his wealth. That is, yeah, the criteria will be the financial status of the father. If the father is well off and he can manage, then according to that must he give expenses for his children that he had. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلِيهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ. اور جس کو ملی ناپ کر رزق تو وہ خرچ کرے اس سے جو اللہ تعالی نے دیا. And a person whose financial position is not that strong, he's not earning that much, he's a poor person, then according to that will be his maintenance that he has to pay for his children. And in there also, Allah Ta'ala said that of that which Allah has given you. And we find great exhortation in this. If a person is poor, he can't pay much, but he makes sure he pays. Allah has promised that Allah will open the doors of rozi for that person. He fears Allah Ta'ala and he pays how much he can pay, but he's doing it properly. Allah will be kind to him and Allah Ta'ala will give him from unseen sources. But as long as he has the taqwa that I have to pay, I can't pay much, but how much I can pay, he pays. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. Allah کسی پر تکلیف نہیں رکھتا مگر اس قدر جو اس کو دیا. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't give anyone taklif, doesn't make anyone responsible for his duties, but so much what Allah has given him. So if he's a rich person, he must spend accordingly. If he's a poor person, Allah hasn't given him much. And this is also a test from Allah Ta'ala. That in your poorness, you haven't got so much money, but you're still fulfilling the duty, the right of Allah Ta'ala, you are paying that maintenance, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't keep you responsible for more than that. And Allah Ta'ala will open a way for you. سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. اب کر دے گا اللہ سختی کے پیچھے کچھ آسانی. When you had observed the laws of Allah which was within your means, you were poor, you couldn't pay much, And but you paid that continuously, then Allah Ta'ala will open after these difficult times for you, Allah will open easy times for you and make things easy for you, and then you will Allah will give you ease in your livelihood, and you will be able to live comfortably also. So this is a thing which in the Western world they face a continuous problem with absconding fathers who do not pay their maintenance. Continuously they are brought to court if they find them, and then they reprimand them, they warn them, etc. But we find continuously this is a big problem. And the only solution to that is if a person has developed the taqwa, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and then he will realize his responsibility and fulfill his responsibility. So therefore it is necessary that a person makes effort on his iman and to build his taqwa. And this then will be his guiding line, and things will come right in his life, and Allah will open the doors of rozi and make his life go well. Though they have separated, but if we do it according to Islamic way, then though they have separated, both will live a nice life and both will be happy. So may Allah Ta'ala make us understand that Islam is not only our namazes, our masjid, our Ramzan, but our whole social life. And our whole financial life, that also Allah has given us guidance, and we must follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala.